Hi, Sander. How are you?
Just wonderful, Phil. And you?
I am better for hearing your voice.
Thank you.
Plus, hearing your information, because today's question, every day's question, what are some tips to achieve focus in today's workplace?
Well, Jill, it's harder than ever. Harder than ever to achieve focus in today's workplace. Because back in the good old days, when I was a young exec growing up and getting training, there was no Facebook to make you crazy, Twitter, LinkedIn. There were no smartphones. And now, of course, you have Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. You have on your phone CNN, which now pops up with news every 15 minutes, ESPN with sports news. So it's harder than ever. How in the heck can you stay focused when you're surrounded with all these things? Well, let's start with something simple. Okay. You have a things to do pad, not on your phone. You have a pad on your desk so you can look at it every day. And the things to do pad is 1 to 12 items, and you focus on the most important one first. Okay, that's number one. Things that you need to do right now. And you stay focused on that. And what you need to do is turn that phone off when you're in an assignment, and you have to get the work out and done in an A-plus way, turn the phone off, okay? No calls, no emails, no Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, nothing. You put it away, you don't look at it. Is it hard for young people to do? Of course, because they're on it every minute. But you have to put it away, okay?
Can I just ask one quick question?
Sure.
When you're doing your master's program, because this phone, this just intense connection to the phone, I saw something the other day about a payment app and how kids are now like so. It's addictive. It's
right.
So, are you finding that the kids coming into your master's program are able to manage their phone time? I would think so,
No.
Really?
You can't. Last night we went out for dinner. A lovely restaurant, and there was a group next to us who with three kids. I mean, I don't know what they were doing out so late last night, but three kids all on their computer. They're all on their computer at the restaurant. No speaking to adults, no conversations. That's all they did, were play games on their handheld computers. And that's their life. That's how they're going to grow up. That's how they are now. You know, you get computers when you're 6 years old, right? And that's it. So it's another world. It's another world. So let's get back to some tips. So So let me go to an article now. It's written by Dr. Edward Hallowell from Harvard, a Harvard prof. And I read it a while ago, but the article is called Driven to Distraction at Work, How to Focus and Be More Productive. Okay, so let me quote from his book. I'm not going to quote it all, obviously, but one is T-I-O, turn it off, as we discussed earlier. Turn it off. Turn off your electronic devices during periods of your day when you want interrupted, focused time. Is it hard to do? Absolutely. Of course, you're so habitual. I mean, it's habitual. You're on the computer and you're on your iPhone. You're on your smartphone.
It's staggering to me because, you know, the downside, for years, the downside's been pretty clear to see in people's attention spans and their ability to focus.
Right.
Now it's so bad that they're twitchy and they can't think.
Right.
And they can't relate to other people. And frankly, bluntly, the only antidote other than managing the time spent on the device and actually teaching people to turn it off is to have or be in some field where you can't use your phone all day long.
Correct.
That's it. It's the only, you know, so if, for example, you're working with animals, guess what? You know, someone's going to step on your phone, and that's always a good thing.
Right. So these rules are going to be tough for an average listener to follow, obviously. So take your time. It's one of the truest rules of modern life. If you don't take your time, someone or something else will take it from you. Guard your time jealously. It is your most prized possession at work. Do not give it away easily or let someone regulate it for you unless you have absolutely to do so. Okay, so that's it. Take your time. Slow. We're talking about focus. You have to take your time in order to do it. Three, ask for help. Don't feel that it's a sign of weakness to ask for help when you do hit a snag. You know, just the opposite. It's a sign of strength and can get you out of a confused place and back on track. Because, as you said, this is one of the toughest things to do. Stay focused and don't let anything bother you with all the distractions around you. And open office space now, right? Open office space. You hear people next to you, right across from you. Okay. So let's go to next one. Close your eyes. When you're losing focus or feeling confused, the simple act of sitting back in your chair and closing your eyes can, oddly enough, allow you to see clearly. It can restore focus and provide you a new direction. Okay? Close your eyes. Five. Take a break. When you start to glaze over or feel frantic, which many do with all the distractions around, stop what you're doing. Stand up, walk around, get a glass of water, and stretch. Just 60 seconds can do the trick. That's something I do a lot, by the way, to take a break. I need it. I need it very, very badly. Six. Trust your way. By the way, this is from his book, Dr. Edward Hollowell's book. Trust your way. Perhaps the single most cliche song ever is "I Did It My Way." I can sing it with you, Jill, but not now. Because so cliche, because the message is so powerful. We focus best, we do our best when we do it our way. We all have our routines, our individual processes or way for producing our best work. Trust yours. When you don't know where you're headed, your process, your way will allow your unconscious to enter in. It will guide you and often surprise you with your most valuable discoveries and unexpected solutions. Don't work against your grain, but with it. Okay. Six. Okay. A couple more. Do what works. Don't worry about convention or what's supposed to work. Some people focus better with music playing or in a noisy room. The noisy room drive me crazy, by the way. Some people focus better when walking or even running. Some people focus best in the morning, others late at night. Some in cold rooms, others in a sauna. Some while fasting, others while eating. There's no right way, only the best way for you to focus. What we're asking you to do now is to experiment and discover what's best for you. And then finally, my last bit of advice is, because remember, we're really talking about to achieve focus. To achieve focus, you really have to be, and you will be smarter than the rest. So we're asking you to read. Read the New York Times in the morning, the Wall Street Journal in the morning, read Forbes and Fortune magazine every month, and read Business Week every week. That will help you focus, not only focus, but it will make you smarter than your competitors. course, you're reading about not just your field you're in, but every other field. And you're going to get ideas that you can embed into your own work. So it's a little bit about some tips to achieve focus in today's crazy workplace.
And I have been ranting for years about the, or if not ranting, then banging on for years, about the difference of absorbing information through books and periodicals, etc., because it activates, it makes different connections in your brain than it does. You could spend $1 zillion on a study, or you could just watch a normal person trying to absorb information off a screen, and trying to and actually sitting down with a book and feeling it and that's something that educators are now coming to, and we are so on the back. We are so behind.
Yes.
On insisting upon that, because it's also key in problem solving skills. And that's where I notice with a lot of people who haven't had the benefit of, I'm going to call it print, but just absorbing and touching and feeling, and they're very informed by via their screen, but not so much by.
Exactly.
And that's where the limitations become most apparent.
Mm-hmm. Very important, Jill. Very, very important point you made. And, you read The 100-Mile Walk, the first leadership book that I've written with my son, and the 9 P's of leadership. And as you recall, the first P is, to help you focus, surround yourself with people as smart or smarter than you are. Always surround yourself with those people in an area of focus. You always need to reach out to these folks, either in person, by phone, email, whatever. But surround yourself with these people.
Thank you very much, Sandra Flom, Leader's
Have
Edge.
Have a good day.